Hello and welcome. I'm your A-level maths tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most powerful topics in the entire A-level specification, trigonometry. Whether you're just starting out or revising for your exams, this 10-minute session will give you the clarity and confidence you need to tackle even the toughest trigonometry questions. Akka's approach to trigonometry goes far beyond basic SOHCAHTOA. At A-level, you'll be working with reciprocal functions like secant, cosecant, and cotangent, mastering compound angle identities, solving complex equations, and even proving trigonometric identities from scratch. This topic appears across multiple papers and is worth substantial marks, so getting comfortable with it is absolutely essential. Today, we'll cover the core concepts you need to know, share some insider exam tips, highlight the mistakes that cost students marks every year, and finish with a quick-fire recall quiz to test your understanding. Let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. First, let's talk about the unit circle. This is the foundation of all A-level trigonometry. The unit circle has a radius of 1 and is centered at the origin. Every point on this circle has coordinates, cos theta, sine theta. This means that for any angle theta measured in radians from the positive x-axis, the x-coordinate gives you cosine and the y-coordinate gives you sine. Memorize the exact values for key angles: 0, pi over 6, pi over 4, pi over 3, pi over 2, and their multiples. These appear constantly in exam questions, and you won't have time to derive them under pressure. Now, the reciprocal functions. Secant is 1 over cosine. Cosecant is 1 over sine. Cotangent is 1 over tangent, which also equals cosine over sine. These aren't just theoretical. AQA loves to test them in equations and identities. For example, you might be asked to solve an equation like sec squared x equals 4. You'd rewrite this as 1 over cosine squared x equals 4, then cosine squared x equals 1/4, giving cosines x equals plus or minus 1/2. From there, you use the unit circle to find all solutions in the given range. Always check your range carefully. If the question asks for solutions between 0 and 2 pi, you need to find every valid angle in that interval. Next, the fundamental identities. The Pythagorean identity, sine squared theta plus cos squared theta equals 1, is your best friend. You can rearrange it to express sine squared in terms of cos squared, or vice versa. There are also two other Pythagorean identities, 1 plus tan squared theta equals sec squared theta, and 1 plus cot squared theta equals cosec squared theta. These are derived from the first identity by dividing through by cos squared or sine squared. Examiners award method marks for correctly substituting these identities to reduce an equation to a single trigonometric function, so always state which identity you're using. Compound angle formulas are where many students struggle, but they're actually very systematic. For sine of A plus or minus B, it's sine A cos B plus or minus cos A sine B. Notice that sine keeps the same sign as the operation. For cosine of A plus or minus B, it's cos A cos B minus or plus sine A sine B. Here, cosine flips the sign. A helpful memory aid: sine keeps the sign, cosine flips the sign. For tangent, the formula is tan A plus or minus tan B all over 1 minus or plus tan A tan B. The numerator sign matches the operation, but the denominator sign flips. These formulas are not given on the formula sheet, so you must memorize them. In the exam, you might be asked to expand sine of 2x plus pi over 3 or to prove an identity using these formulas. Always write out the formula first, then substitute carefully. Double angle formulas are special cases of compound angles. Sin 2 theta equals 2 sine theta cos theta. Cos 2 theta has three forms: cos squared theta minus sine squared theta, or 2 cos squared theta minus 1, or 1 minus 2 sine squared theta. Choose the form that matches the question context. Tan 2 theta equals 2 tan theta over 1 minus tan squared theta. These are incredibly useful for simplifying expressions and solving equations. Finally, let's talk about the harmonic form, also called the R-alpha form. If you have an expression like a cos x plus b sine x, you can rewrite it as R cos of x minus alpha, where R equals the square root of a squared plus b squared, and alpha equals arctan of b over a. This is powerful for finding maximum and minimum values or solving equations. AQA awards a method mark just for setting up this form correctly, so even if you make a calculation error later, you can still earn marks. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Now, let's talk about what examiners are looking for and the mistakes that cost students marks every single year. First, Never divide both sides of an equation by a trigonometric function without checking if that function could be zero. For example, if you have sine x cos x equals cos x and you divide both sides by cos x, you'll lose the solutions where cos x equals zero. Instead, rearrange to cos x times sine x minus 1 equals zero, then solve each factor separately. Second, always adjust the domain when solving for a compound angle. If you're solving sine 2x equals 0.5 for 0 less than x less than 360 degrees, remember that 2x ranges from 0 to 720 degrees. Find all solutions for 2x in that range, then divide by 2 to get x. Students lose marks every year by forgetting to double the range. Third, when proving identities, manipulate the more complex side to match the simpler side. Never move terms across the equal sign because you're trying to prove the two sides are equal. You can't assume it. And always state which identity you're using. Write using sin squared x plus cos squared x equals 1 before substituting. This secures method marks even if you make an error later. Fourth, always work in radians for calculus-based questions and small angle approximations. If your calculator is in degree mode, your answers will be completely wrong. Check your mode before every question. Fifth, sketch the graph when solving trigonometric equations. A quick sketch of y equals sine x or y equals cos x helps you visualize how many solutions exist in the given interval. It's a simple check that prevents careless errors. Quickfire, recall, quiz, 1 minute. All right, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause briefly, then give the answer. Try to answer before I do. Question 1. What is sin of pi over 6? Answer, 1/2. Question 2. What is the reciprocal of cosine? Answer, secant. Question 3. State the Pythagorean identity. Answer, sin squared theta plus cos squared theta equals 1. Question 4. What is the compound angle formula for sine of A plus B? Answer, sin A cos B plus cos A sine B. Question 5. If cos 2 theta equals 1 minus 2 sine squared theta, rearrange to express sine squared theta. Answer, sin squared theta equals 1 minus cos C2 theta all over 2. Question 6. What is the period of tan X? Answer, pi radians or 180 degrees. How did you do? If you got most of those, you're on track. If not, go back and review the core concepts. Summary and sign off, 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Today, we covered the unit circle and exact values, reciprocal functions, fundamental identities, compound and double angle formulas, and the harmonic form. We also highlighted the most common mistakes, dividing by trigonometric functions, forgetting to adjust the domain for compound angles, not stating identities and proofs, working in the wrong mode, and skipping graph sketches. Trigonometry is all about pattern recognition and systematic application of identities. The more you practice, the more these patterns become second nature. When you're revising, focus on past paper questions, especially the show that and prove questions, because they test your understanding at the deepest level. Remember, AQA awards marks for clear working and correct use of identities, so always show your steps. And if you're stuck, go back to the unit circle and the fundamental identities. They're the keys to unlocking almost every trigonometry problem. Thanks for listening, and best of luck with your exams. You've got this.